Praise God. And the crowning of it all, the crowning of it all was that by the time you come to Genesis chapter 6 from verse 1, let's read it. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men. You see why God himself will confuse them? Which one be sons of God and daughters of men? Can't you see something is hidden there? Which one be sons of God and daughters of men? So we have the lineage of God and the lineage of men. May God open our eyes. May God open our eyes. No wonder I can never get even diploma for any school of theology, because we fail. The revelation I have, the dean of the faculty of New Testament, of the faculty of it will fail. In fact, they will expel me for arguing with teacher in the class. Amen. I pity our children who are writing WAEC, Christian Religious Knowledge, for the purpose of certificate. Write it as they teach you for class, so even though you will fail. Because they will tell you Blessed Trinity. You are saying, no, you will fail. They will give you option. The Godhead, 1 in 3, 3 in 2, 2 in 1, or 3 in 1. Which one? You will say none of the above. They will say you fail. Oh, yeah. Amen. You see the problem where we are now? Hallelujah. That the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. This, in the summary, these sons of God, they are the lineage of Seth. Go back to chapter 4. Go back to chapter 4 before I come back so that you understand this very well. And verse 25 and verse 26. After the death of, after Cain killed Abel, verse 25. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son, and called his name, what? Are we together? What is the name? Seth. For God said she had appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. And to Seth, to him also, there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. See where I am going? Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. Until Seth was born, only Cain was alive, and they were no more serving God. Until the lineage of Seth came to produce the sons of God. So these sons of God are the descendants of Seth. They are the godly lineage. That is the language there. And the daughters of men is referring to Cain. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay now. Because my emphasis is the mixture. Go back to chapter 6. Go forward to chapter 6. Verse 2 again. That the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were beautiful, fair. And they are all. They are always beautiful. Wow, they are always beautiful. Have you seen how beautiful these Arabs are? These Arabs. These Muslim Arabs. You see how beautiful they are, the women. Have you seen how beauty queens are beautiful? They are so beautiful, properly designed. I remember their design, their beauty is enhanced. It's enhanced beauty. is enhanced beauty with a technology that the daughters of God do not know, because they don't have the time spending like that like they do. The little time they have other things to do. They spend most of their time worshiping and serving God. While the other ones are busy because, you know, go to this, there is the one for eye, there is the one for this one, there is the one, if they put for their eyelid, you make it look like pussy cat, you know, they do like that. You go say, I just want a human being, I've been with me this. Then there is one they put inside the eye, they call it eye lenses. What do they call it? Contact lens. Don't be saying anything wrong to the eye. When they put it and they look at you like this, the eye where they see a pussycat eye. There are creams they rub on their leg that the skin will be shiny like glass. That is the reason why they will wear short skirt, so that you will be seeing the laps. They are the daughters of men. It's the same spirit. It's the same spirit.